This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Two back-to-back international meetings are being convened in Qatar this week to press Afghanistan's warring parties to resume peace negotiations and reach a deal before the Afghan conflict spirals out of control. The diplomatic effort comes amid dramatic battlefield advances by Taliban insurgents, even as the United States continues airstrikes in support of embattled Afghan government forces. It also follows last week's warning by the United Nations that, quote, the war in Afghanistan has entered a new, deadlier, and more destructive phase. Diplomatic sources tell VOA that U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan Zalmay Khalilzad and his counterparts from Russia, China, and Pakistan will meet in the Qatari capital, Doha, on Wednesday. That meeting will be preceded by a meeting on Tuesday of Afghanistan's immediate neighbors. Russia, the United Nations, and the United States have also been invited to Tuesday's meeting. The goal of both discussions will be to seek a possible common ground between the two Afghan adversaries at a time when the Taliban have started occupying provincial capitals, according to the Afghan Foreign Ministry. The Taliban tightened its hold around northern Afghanistan Sunday, capturing those three provincial capitals as they take their fight to the cities after seizing much of the countryside in recent months. The insurgents have snatched up five capitals in Afghanistan since Friday in a lightning offensive that appears to have overwhelmed government forces. Fighting in Afghanistan's long-running conflict has intensified since May, when foreign forces began the final stage of withdrawal, which is due to be completed this month. VOA News.